Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at FactorMeals.com/Listen50 and use code Listen50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. FactorMeals.com/Listen50. Code Listen50.
This hockey update is brought to you by Deck and Drive, the official brick paver installer of the Florida Panthers.
And it is time to head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. Ed Jovanovsky, Scripps Sports Panthers TV analyst, former member of the Panthers, joins us this morning. And I got to tell you, man, wasn't too long ago that the Panthers were down 3-1 in the second period, looking like, this thing could be three games. It could be 3-0 and looking real bad. And all of a sudden, it's going back up to Toronto 2-2. What a nice turnaround. I thought they played their best game in that last game by far. What'd you think?
Yeah, good morning, Joe. Yeah, absolutely. I think when you look at, you know, that you go on to game three, wasn't obviously the start, but, you know, it's the way the game finished, right? I think the guys stayed with it. And we talk a lot about not deviating too much from the style they play. You know, at some point, you got to take some chances, some good fortune. Anyway, they had to find a win that game. Game four, pretty dominant statement type game. I thought, you know, everyone right from Bob out, you know, played solid and found a way to even up the series for this pivotal game five here tonight. Can't wait.
Hey, I got to ask you about Auston Matthews. We do, by the way, I've noticed the last couple of years we do this with ever one of their best players is not scoring goals. We talk about, hey, this guy, I'm sure he's hearing about it up in Toronto. Auston Matthews hadn't scored a goal. Why?
Yeah.
You do pay attention to all that stuff. I knew that. Yeah.
It's unbelievable. The media there on him and Marner right now are just – It's insane. I mean, these are world-class players. You know, you might want to tip the hat over to the Panthers and recognize that as a team, you know, you have to do your best to limit their top players the time and space. I mean, these players obviously are so good, they're going to get their opportunities. And Auston Matthews will still get his look. Marner will get his looks. It's just how many and at what point during the game, and Bobrovsky's kind of maybe getting in their head a little bit, who knows? But, yeah, I mean, you look at what they did the first round with Kucherov, he didn't score.
That's right.
So you want to pay attention, obviously, that awareness of who's on the ice. And, you know, Toronto has a boatload of them, but Auston Matthews is cream of the crop, and you have to pay attention when he's out there. But you hear it in hockey a lot, Joe, time and space, getting his face, good gap control, good back check by the forwards, allow the D to stand up, and force these guys who don't want to dump the puck and now chase it.
Hey, Eddie, I wanted to ask you, it's a great point. So Toronto's a huge hockey market. Everybody knows that. You know that since you're a little guy growing up there. I'm just wondering, do those guys hear all of it? Because everything gets critiqued up there. Like, why is it Marner shooting more? Why is he looking for the pass instead of score? You know, I'm hearing all this stuff, and paying. Of course, they think every call goes against them, but that's normal, and I get that. But how hard is it as a player up there for those guys to play in that market when you're not playing well?
Well, I played in Vancouver for 7 years, so it's I get it. You know, you live in that fishbowl of a market where it's hockey 24/7, especially right now that the Leafs are, you know, in the second round and feel like this team they believe has the opportunity, you know, to go all the way. So yeah, it's going to kind of get scrutinized, and when top guys aren't producing, the highest paid guys aren't producing, just like every other sport, you know, they're going to be the whipping boy. And it's kind of been like that for Toronto over the last handful of years with these guys, because you talk, you know, I'm sure, Joe, you heard this core four, now you had Nisen and right, you got the core five. You know, what have they done?
How does
you
that?
Know, so yeah, that's where it comes down to. You know, people want results, and 67 is the last year the team's won the cup. So, ooh. I mean, it's been a long time, and there's a lot of pressure on these young men.
Yeah, it's funny you said that. So when you come back and you felt so good in those first two games, and you're up 2-0, and you come down, and you play pretty well about half the game in that third game down here. And now all of a sudden it's 2-2, and that last game looks like a Panthers game that we saw all of last year in the playoffs. Do you think I've been on this thing like, uh-oh, a little doubt gets you in your head if something goes against you tonight in this game, like, holy crap, here we go again, because they haven't had success. What do you think?
You're talking about Toronto.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you look at the pressure, you know, of that team and that market to do well. You lose two in a row. Where's the momentum lie? It lies with Florida right now, going into Toronto, and that ring can easily sway one way or another. You know, you're the Panthers. You're going in there. You grab the lead. You take the lead on these guys. Gets really quiet in there.
Yeah.
And I think for the Panthers, I think just kind of recognize, you know, what are the things that we did so well in Game Four that we can move over into, you know, Game Five and really try to grab a stranglehold of this series before next game Friday. But it's going to be tough. There's no question Toronto is going to come. They're a well-coached team. A lot of respect for Craig Berube. He's played a long time in the league. He beat the wheels off a lot of people, that guy. And so he's going to have them ready to go. And they have to kind of hold court on their end for, you know, keep the home ice.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Hey, so I got to ask you about the hits. I always love this part. So I see all these penalties were given out. We saw Domi get a $5,000 fine for his hit on Barkov. I'm just wondering, well, you see all these hits and stuff, and fans been going back and forth with all these hits. You guys get all the calls. That guy should have been suspended. And I'm at a point now, I don't know what a penalty. You have a lot more of an idea than I do. I watch it. I don't know if it's a good hit or a cheap hit. And it always seems to come down if you're talking to a Toronto guy or a Florida guy. So, as you look at these hits, what do you think when you see it at the end of that game against Barkov?
Well, let's go back to the Rodriguez. How about that embellishment penalty?
Oh my God, that was.
It's like I don't know where the reasoning behind seeing that, but it is what it is. But you look at the end of a game, I mean, Domi, you're down a couple goals with, you know, mere seconds left in the hockey game, and you take a couple strides and you kind of hit Barkey from behind. yeah, Barkey wasn't hurt, but I think that's where you look at, that's where the melee start, right?
Yes.
That's where the nonsense starts after the plays. Guys can get hurt, guys, you know, dropping the gloves, and now you have, you know, this brouhaha kind of ending up going out the end of the hockey game, and it all resulted in a bonehead play, you know, that didn't need to happen.
I got
so listen, Matthew yeah. kind of leaned over the bench and let some of their guys know he's coming tonight.
Hey, so that's what I was going to ask you. If that guy was your teammate, and while all this stuff's going on, he just goes right over and looks at their bench, puts out his stick, and says, I'm coming after you next game, and he lifts sure. his elbow and his shoulder. I was dying laughing, man. It was awesome.
Well, he's got a pulse on the game, right, Matthew? And he's got a sense of it, you know, all the time, kind of what's going on. And you can see his game ramping up right now. It's feeling good, but... You know, I thought it was pretty good kind of leaning over the bench and looking at Nylander and saying, you know, we're coming out with you. But, you know, it's your best player again, kind of run from behind.
Yeah.
You know, you don't like to see it. You kind of take a number. You be smart about it. Panthers, you know, big goal is winning the cup, and you don't want to put,
right.
you know, any stupidity in front of that because Toronto does have a lethal power play. You know, you want to be smart there. But the Florida Panthers as team tough, you know, I've seen it a lot of years.
Yeah, man, I got to tell you, it was great. Hey, by the way, you know, I haven't said anything to you. Last year, you came on and went, oh, yeah, I'm not worried about Reinhardt. He's building a home down here. And sure enough, I went, and I'm sitting there drinking, like, too many beers at the parade. And they go, oh, Reinhardt's not here, but it's going to get done. And I was thinking – that you told us before. I know you're good friends with Reinhardt, know all those guys pretty well, but a great early call by you that a deal was going to get done with him. Hell, we don't want to lose him. Good job.
Well, yeah, I mean, you want to lose 57 goals in our lineup, you know, whatever it's going to take to, you know, to get things done. But we're so happy to have him here. Big part of this organization.
Boy, you're not kidding. Eddie, thank you. Really appreciate it. Enjoy tonight, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Likewise. Take care. Right.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.